We are up to Simin Tov Kuf Samach Zayin, and that's what we're going to be doing. Someone who is fasting is allowed to taste up to a revius, with the tonight that he spits it out. Now, why exactly is it mutter then, and why exactly is it asr and Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av? So there are two shitas in the Rishonim. Some say that that was the Kabbalah of Klal Yisrael. All the Tanaisim, when we were Mekabal them and ourselves, we were Mekabal them in a way that you're allowed to do Ti'ima, you're allowed to taste the food. So this way you can cook for after the Tainus, but only up to a Revius. Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av is not up to us to accept upon ourselves. They are the Halacha of Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. And there's even Isser of Ti'ima. The Bir Halacha brings the other reason from the Rishonim, and that is that the same way that in Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, although the Isser Rechitza there is only Latainug, we do not put our hands in water altogether, so too, the same way that sticking your hands in water, we are machmer to give it a din Rechitza, putting food into your mouth, we give it a din of Achila. So that's the Chumrah of Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. So according to that, it has nothing to do with what anyone's das was. It should always be mutter, except for Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that it could even be that if a person is not being tohem, he's not tasting the food to know what it tastes like, but he's tasting it for the pleasure of tasting it, it could be that even that is mutter. If somebody was madir hano, he said he made a neder not to be nana from a certain food, he cannot be makel to taste it. It's only here where it's a question of tainus. Tasting is not in violation of the tainus. But pleasure you can have by tasting something and spitting it out as well. The Mishnah Berurah is makel that even though the Ramah says, Hagah v'yesh machmir mechol tainus sibur v'alchi noag in the minig Ashkenaz, is that we do not put anything into our mouths and spit it out on any tainus. The Mishnah Berurah says that one could be makel in the case where you're cooking for a sudas mitzvah and you really want to know if the food is good enough, that you're allowed to put it in your mouth and spit it out. But tonight that it's not more than a revius. Siv beiz yeshomer mishlo yetir revius bepamachas ela ma'at ma'at. Some say that you cannot have a whole revius at once. You've got to have it a little at a time. There's a shaila here, can you trust yourself? Keep a whole revius in your mouth at once and not think that you're going to swallow it. Going by the various shiurim of revius, it's very difficult to have that much food in your mouth and not swallow some. So therefore, we're left with two shitas over here of whether or not you're allowed to have a whole revius in your mouth at the same time. Now, the pashtus is that the mechaber is being makel. He has two yesh omrims here, and it's a derabanan. Lemaisa, if we go lahakol, then you're allowed even more than one revius, it comes out, as long as each time it's not more than a revius. Also, this din that according to the first daya, they were only matir revius, but pamachas ma'at. That first day it would hold that even throughout the entire day you can't have more than one revius. So be machlokas the two days and we go lakula. Siv gimel. Misha darko lirchot pir b'shachris. Someone who generally washes his mouth out in the morning. B'tainas sibur lo koshalim evachachi. It's not right to do that in a tainas sibur. Avol b'tainas yachid shori. A tainus yochid, it's mutter. Kevan shapolate, if he's spitting it out. Vafilu yesh b'mayim sharochitz yosim revius, even if it's more than a revius, because this is just water, or the Mishnah Berurah adds, or vinegar, something tasting bad, and he's going to spit that out, but not something that's real food. The Mishnah Berurah says that if a person is in tsar over not rinsing his mouth, he's in pain, the halachi is that you could be makel, but he should hold his head down so that there's no way he's going to swallow anything. The Mishnah Berurah even goes as far as being matter that on Tisha B'Av, but not on Yom Kippur. Hago mutter lilos atzei kinoma v'shar b'tzamim. You're allowed to chew on cinnamon or other trees that have fragrance or other b'tzamim, v'eis matok or any sweet wood. L'lach leich grono, to go and moisten your throat. v'liflor if you're going to spit it out. Milvad b'yom kippur the aser, except for yom kippur when it's aser. The Mishnah Berurah says that it is mutter to swallow one's saliva. Chazal did not ask for that on a fast day.